Is my mind empty or half full? I will let you decide as we discuss any damn thing that is on our minds. Welcome, 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 my beautiful people. Welcome to the podcast Mindful, where we discuss anything that is on our minds. Anything that is out there worth talking about, we're gonna share it. And you're just gonna have to listen to my ramblings and my thinkings. But guess what? I listen to yours too. My mind is so full right now, and I know yours too. So let's free our minds and get talking. Hi, my beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Mindful the Podcast. I was recently listening to an influencer who I think is also a motivational speaker. And this influencer was talking about doing things to make us happy and feeding our souls. Now, while this I totally agree with, doing what makes you happy and also feeding your soul, that's very important. And while I concur with this, what got me thinking was when he said we should do what makes us happy, especially in the mornings, so our day can be better. And he went on to say, if you love to paint, then try painting in the morning. Now, people, this led me to think, what the hell? Now, how the hell I must paint in the morning when I have work to get to, when I have kids to get through the door, when I have traffic to deal with, and everything else throughout the day on my plate to get over? Now, as I said, while part of this was good advice, you know, the part that say you must do what makes you happy, that's good advice. And yes, doing it in the morning also is good advice if you can. But it made me wonder even more. Do these people work? No. They are influencers. There are all these people on social media. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everybody. All these social media, all these influencers. Do they work? You know, because they talk and make it look like their reality or what they put on social media is the norm, and the rest of us out here is just wasting our time. That's how it looks. Now, I said that I promote that we should do what makes us happy. But sometimes that doing is going to look and feel different for everyone. Take, for instance, my life. Now, I love working out. And, you know, it gives me a little buzz. I love working out. And I love working out in the morning. Because most of the time when I get it out of the way in the morning, no matter what happens and comes throughout the day, I don't have to worry. It's out of the way. So I don't have to worry about missing my workouts, right? And I try to be consistent with my workouts. I try to be consistent with going to the gym or even getting some movement done during the day. But consistency for me is gonna look totally different to you, or it may be different for you, because consistency may look like 2 hours at the gym. It may look like 2 hours for 4 days a week at the gym. And it also may look like 2 hours on one day, half an hour on another day, and 15 minutes on another day. It may even look like one day for the week. Because my situation, the things that I have to do are going to be different. So I have to just go with the flow, do what I can in the moment. And I would just want to say to you guys that as long as you know You are doing the best that you can in the moment, then it's okay. It's okay. You know, self-care is very important. It's very important and even more important for us moms. But self-care for one person may look like a spa day. Self-care may look like 30 minutes reading for another person. Self-care might look like just having a cup of coffee sitting in the coffee shop. It may also look like a long bath. Or maybe just taking 10 minutes alone in the car for another person. It's gonna look different for all of us. All of us cannot be the same. But I will say it again, as long as you know that you are doing your best in the moment, then it is okay. It is okay. Now, we can't follow the Joneses, people. As I said before, everybody's situation is different. My life is different with my one kid, while your life may be different with your 2, 3, 4 kids. And another person's life is going to be totally different with no kids. And when I did my research, you know, on this influencer, I saw that this influencer only had a wife and a dog. Now, this influencer only had a wife and a dog that they were responsible for. While some of us have 2, 3, 4 kids, a dog, a cat, a husband, a fish, and even parents who depend on us daily. You see, everybody's life is different. So what goes for you can't go for me. And in Jamaica, we have a little saying, what is good for the goose can't be good for the gander. Don't ask me what I mean. But that's the saying. What is good for the goose is not good for the gander. Our life and our situations, totally, totally different. An hour for me will be vastly different from an hour for you. That's how it's gonna look. Most of these influencers, them have help. They have a helper. They have a nanny. They have a butler. They have a manager to help them all have a social media team. While the rest of us out here is just trying to juggle life and wanting to be like them. Guys, you cannot follow what you see on social media. You cannot watch another man's life because you don't know what's going on in their life. Remember, you know, what you see on social media is only what people put out there, is only what people want you to see. That's only like 1/5 of their total life. That's just a picture. That's just a little video. That's not their whole life. That's not what they have gone through. That's not what they have been through. That's not what they're going for. Only you know what you have gone through. Only you know what you have been through. Only you know what you have going through right now. And only you know what you want to go for. So guys, be careful of the advice and whose life you aspire to live. Remember, everybody's situation is not the same. So my little advice to you is live your life. And as long as you know you are doing the best you can in the moment, it is okay. Live your life. And as long as you know you are doing the utmost best that you can in your life, in that moment, it is okay.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. But please, 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 guys, do not keep this podcast to yourselves. Share, share, share. Tell a friend, a family member, a co-worker, or just anybody you think would love to listen. And please don't forget to like and subscribe. Me love you, Nancy, but remember, the journey of a million miles begins with one single step. So no bother beat up on yourself, alright people? And look out for the next episode of Mindful the Podcast. Love you now.